Okay, so we'd like to finish our chazara, our mini chazara, a couple of dafin that we were doing, and we're up to the Gemara on Chof Hey Omed Aleph, the bottom Mafriche Yoinim. Yoinim. So this was the third. We've so far dealt with two of the psalim of the Mishnah. We've dealt with Mesachik Bekuvia, what's the psul then? We've dealt with Malveh Beribis, and we're now up to the third one, which is Mafriche Yoinim. My Mafriche Yoinim. So once again, we all remember we saw two pshatim. Hocha Targuma, over here, it's translated as quote unquote, E Takdamei Yoinoch LeYavon. Who will come first? Takdamei from the word koidim. Who will come first? Your Yoina, your bird or mine? In other words, it's a bird race. Romi Bachoma Ba'oishia said something different. Omar Ora. Remember, we said Ora means nothing to do with bird racing. It's birds that are finding themselves in somebody else's garden. Me'ika the dina, la halacha, it doesn't belong to him because he never did any kinyan. But yet Chazal did say that mipnei darkei shalom, you should not take it. In other words, these are wild birds. They fly here, there, and everywhere. It happens to me, it's nested in my garden, but it's not really mine. And it's only because of darkei shalom that you cannot take it away. Therefore, it's not a proper gezel. It's only midrabbanon. And that's why it'll become posel eidos. We've got two pshatim. Now, why does each one not hold of the other? Says the Gemara, Man da Omar I takt me yoinach le yoino, my time loy Omar Ora. What's wrong with suggesting the pshat about Ora? Omar lecho, no, Ora is only mipnei darkei shalom ba'alma. I don't view, says this man da Omar, darkei shalom, it's merely darkei shalom. And if it's merely darkei shalom, and that's not Gezel at all. There's nothing to do with Gezel. You're right, it's not Gezel min HaTorah, but I don't even see that it should be Gezel midrabanan either. So why should it be posel eidos? It's perfectly permissible, albeit Chazal did say that mipnei darkei shalom, don't take the bird. That's nothing to do with Gezel. That's not called Gezel in any which way. Therefore, I don't see that it should be posel eidos. What about the other one? Uman da Omar Oro, my timer loy Omar itakt me yoinich liyavon. So why does the Oro man da Omar not like the other pshat? Omar lecho, hainu mesachik bekuvia, because that's the same thing as mesachik bekuvia. I'm not prepared to learn that the Mishnah means some type of bird race because basically that's gambling. And what's the difference if you're gambling throwing a dice or you're gambling having a bird race? It's all the same thing. The Idach. Okay, so now we throw back the ball in the other one's court. So what does he hold? According to the opinion who says that it really is bird racing, what is the chiddush of the Mishnah? Isn't that the same as gambling? So he says, no, it's not exactly the same. Tana toila bedas atzmoi, v'tana toila bedas yoinoi. There are two cases. When you throw a dice or you throw other pieces of objects, as we're going to see in a moment, you're toila b'das atzmo, that's something that you are doing. Whereas when you're having a bird race, it's something that your bird is doing. Okay, so what? You're right, that's a difference, but why would that make a chiluk lahalocha? So Gemara now explains, v'tzricha, and we need both cases to be taught to us. De'i tana toila b'das atzmoi. Because if you would only teach me the case of when he's throwing the dice, that's called toile b'das atzmoi. That's when he is doing something himself. Do you know what I would say? Hosam over there who deloy gomaru makni. That's really an asmachta. He didn't really mean to be makne it. Why not? Because he knows he's got no control over the result. So therefore he didn't really mean it at all. The Omar Kim Lee, sorry, excuse me, I think I said it wrong. Kim Lee, look at the top line. Kim Lee Benafshoi Diodano Tfei. Diodano Tfei. He says, Kimli b'nafshoi. I maintain that I know better. I know better. In other words, we explained this last time. It's not merely literally throwing a dice and it's just a total gamble. If it's a total gamble, then there's absolutely no way that you can influence the results in any which way. So you can't say, well, I was hoping to win. Rather, it seems apparent that this dice throwing had some skill involved in it. It wasn't just throwing the dice and pot luck, whichever number turns out. It was some type of other gambling game, which there is some skill involved. And that's why he can always say, Diyoda no tfe, I know better than my competitor how to play this game. Do you remember we discussed yesterday, if I say that if I don't come to work, I'm going to give you $1,000. That's an asmachta. Why? Because as far as I'm concerned, it's basically within my control to decide whether I do or don't come to work. So obviously I didn't mean it, because of course I'm going to come to work. So too over here, when you're playing a game which involves skill, so even though I told the other guy that, listen, if you win, I'm going to give you $1,000, but I didn't mean it. Why didn't I mean it? Because I was absolutely banking on the fact that I would win, not just potluck, but rather because I maintain that I'm more skillful. So if I'm more skillful at this game, so if that's the case, I had no real das to ever give you the money. And that's called asmachta. Well, if that's called asmachta, asmachta loy kanya. If asmachta loy kanya, that's a type of gezel. That's why you're posseladus. Avol says the Gemara, toile bedas yoinoi emaloi. But I wouldn't have known, what about the halacha of the yoinim? After all, the yoinim, which l'chaira, is no skill involved at all. I just let the bird go and whoever wins, wins. So there's no way now I can influence the results. So if I nonetheless committed to you and I said, listen, if your bird wins, I'm going to give you $1,000. Maybe in that case, I really did mean it, because I can't say to you, well, to be honest, I was hoping and I was banking on my very big skill causing my bird to win. You can't do anything. Once you let the bird go, he goes. So therefore, that's not an asmachta. That's why I need to be told that even in that case, you're also posel eidus. And what about the other way around? Why can't I just be told then the bird case? The Yitana Taylor Badas at Yoino, I would have said, the Omar Benaksha Talia Milsa. It all depends on the banging. The Anoya Danol Naksha Tfe. I know how to bang better. In other words, apparently, even when you do bird racing, it's not completely random. Just like we said, when you go horse racing, there's a certain skill in having to know how to whip the horse. So too over here, apparently there's some boards or pieces of wood that you bang together and the bird will hopefully respond and fly quicker as a result. And that also requires a certain element of skill. So therefore, the bird flyer can always say, listen, it's true. I did say to you that if your bird wins, then indeed I will give you $1,000, but I didn't mean it. Do you know why I didn't mean it? Because I was secretly hoping that my wood banging skills would ensure that my bird would win. Therefore, I didn't really have the faintest half a minute that you would win. It's all an asmachta, you loy kanya, and therefore you're posseladus. But when you're throwing the dice, maybe there's less skill involved. And over there, that's less of an asmachta. Therefore, tzricha, therefore, I need both cases. So it turns out we have a machlokes, therefore, what exactly is the psul of mafricha yoinim? Is the psul because of it's a bird race and it's asmachta? Or it's nothing to do with that, it's taking birds from other people's gardens, which albeit is not proper gezel, because only darak is sholim, but it's a type of gezel. Says the Gemara Meisvei. Now, this is a very lengthy brisa, you'll remember from last time. So you have to learn the entire brisa to finally see what, in fact, was the Gemara's question. Meisvei. This brisa now goes through all four cases and teaches us also how you can be chayza b'tshuva. Remember, we saw a similar case yesterday. If somebody sells treifas, so he can be chayza b'tshuva, he goes to a different town, he gives back an aveda, etc., etc., etc. Says the brisa Meisvei, we're on the fifth line. Hamasachik b'kuvya, what is that? Elu hein hamasachkim b'fisfasim. Fisfasim, Rashi says, is shivrei eitzim, bits of broken wood. So this is a very primitive type of dice. So it's not just throwing a dice with a number, it's throwing some pieces of wood. Again, I'm not familiar with this game, but I guess depending on the way it lands out, that then decides the result of the game. Says the Gemara, v'loi bepispasim bilvad omru. Not only if they're throwing pieces of wood, and afilu klipe egoizim. So too if they're throwing nut shells, the klipe remoinim, or pomegranate shells. Rashi says, this is less common, but that would also render you possible edus. Ve'emosai chazoroson. At what point do you consider them to have been chayzer b'tshuva? Mishayishbaru espispehen. When they completely smash to pieces, they break up these pieces of wood. Ve'yachzeru bahen chazora gemura. And they completely are chayzer. They completely now withdraw their hand from this type of activity to the extent that afilu bechinam le'ovdi. But they say, not only are we not going to gamble anymore, we're not even going to do this just for the fun of it, for free. Well, that clearly shows that you're chayzer b'tshuva. Number one. Next case. Malve beribis, like we said before, echod ha-malve ve-echod ha-loive. Whether the lender or the borrower, they're both considered anybody involved in a loan in which there was ribis, is postulatus. Once again, the Gemara asks, ve'emosai chazoroson, at what point would you say that he's considered to have been a chayzer b'tshuva? Says the Gemara, mishayikru eshtarehen, when they totally rip up the document, even though there's a document that says I've lent beribis, no, I'm not actually going to claim the money. Ve'yachzu chazor gemura. And once again, they completely withdraw from this type of activity to the extent afilu l'nochri loy mizfi. That even to a goy, they will not lend beribis. You're allowed to lend ribis to a goy. In fact, according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah to lend. So what does it mean that this person abstains from lending ribis to a goy? After all, you're allowed to. What it means is, no, that's part of his tshuva process. I've withdrawn from lending ribis so much so that even to a goy to whom it's perfectly permissible to lend ribis, I'm not going to lend him either. Why? Because I just completely don't want to be involved in any activity, anything to do with lending ribis. That's considered chayzer b'tshuva. Third case, mafriche yoinim, elu shemamrim esayoinim. What does it mean, mamrim esayoinim? Rashi says it's like a bird fight. They get the birds angry and they fight my bird against your bird, and whoever's bird wins the competition is the winner. V'lo yoinim bilvad, not only a bird fight, omru, did they say, elo afilu behema, chaya, v'oif, whatever it is, an animal, a wild animal, a bird, whatever it is, if we have a fight, mine versus yours, that becomes posseledus. Ve'emosai chazoroson. And once again, what would be considered a chazora b'tshuva? Misha yishperu es pigmehen. When they break, remember again, these pieces of wood. When you have your bird fighting against my bird, so I'm busy banging on my wood and you're banging on your wood to try and encourage the birds to win. And when you break up those pieces, then clearly you have been chayzer b'tshuva. V'yachzru behen chazara gemura. And once again, you're totally chayzer. You completely withdraw from all types of behavior like this. Da'afilu b'midbar nami loy avdi. Even b'midbar, which means a place where these birds are not very common, so it's a very, very rare activity. No, even then, I'm not going to be involved because absolutely, I don't want to have any shaykhus, this type of activity. Finally, soichere shvius, elu, these are the people, shenoisim v'noistim b'peirois shvius. They're busy bargaining, selling and buying peiros shvius, which is absolutely awesome. Ve'emosai chazoroson, at what point are they considered to be in chayz v'tshuva? Mishetagia shvius acheres, when it comes to the next shmita, v'yibodlu, and they completely abstain for any type of activity like this. Not only that, for Omer Nechemia, loy chazoras dvarim bilvat. It's not merely enough verbally to say that I'm not going to sell Peiros Shviyos anymore. Elo chazoras momen. It's even got to be in a financial way. What does that mean? Ketzad. Oimer ani ployni bar ployni kinasti mosayim zuz the Peiros Shviyos. You have to say, listen, la shmito, I must be honest, I was wheeling and dealing, trading and buying, and I earned 200 zuz using Peiros Shviyos. So it's not just a verbal commitment to abstain from it, but rather, v'harehe nesunim b'matona la'aniyim. And now I'm going to give that money away, that 200 zuz that I once earned in a legal way, meaning not legally, halachically, I'm now going to give back. So you see, it's not just a verbal declaration. He's actually put his action into words and he's given the money back. That is the end of the Braisa. So it's four cases. And the reason why this Braisa is so long, because in each case, it's telling us what you have to do in order to be Chozer B'Tshuva. Now, why is that a question? What's that got to do with our sugya? Says the Gemara, Katani Mihas. We have at least stated in this Braisa, Behema. Didn't it say not just Mafriche Yoinim, but also a Behema? Also a Behema. Now, what does that mean? Bishloima Lamanda Omar, according to the opinion, it says it's Itakteme Yoinach Lyoina, that if your Yoina comes first, in other words, a Yoina race. So then I understand, Hainu de Mishkachas lo behema. And I can understand, you can have a bird race, there's no reason why you can't have an animal race as well. It makes perfect sense that the Bryce has said it can apply in all cases. But here comes the question, Elalaman de Oma Ora. But according to the man, Oma says it's nothing to do with bird racing. What is it instead? It's wild animals that are flying into my garden that don't really belong to me, and you take them. How do you adapt that to an animal? A behema, not a chaya. A behema, a domesticated animal, doesn't go wandering around from garden to garden. El olamand oma ora behema bas hochi. Is a behema possibly subject to this? How can that be? A behema doesn't go wandering around. So how can you tell me that the same halacha that applies to birds applies to animals? You can have a wild bird that is also to take a play darki shalom. You can't have a wild domesticated animal. It's a contradiction in terms. Says the Gemara, no, there is one case. In, yes, b'shoir habor. What's a shoir habor? It's a shoir. So it's not a wild animal. It's not a lion. It's an ox, but it's boyer. It's a wild ox. So why are we calling it a behema? We're calling it a behema, or command the Omar. We're following the opinion, the Omar, shoyer haboyer min behemahu. It's a Mishnah, the Tanan, shoyer haboyer min behemahu, Rabbi Yisrael min chaya. It's a machlokes, how do we view the shoyer haboyer? It's a bit of an interesting mix. On the one hand, it's a shoyer. A shoyer is a cow, it's an ox, it's a domesticated animal, but it's shoyer habor, it's a wild one. Now, why is there a machlokes with regard to, do we classify it as a behema or do we classify it as a chaya? Who cares? The answer is, we discussed last time, it has halachic ramifications with regard to kisui hadam and chaylev, etc., etc. So there is one opinion that maintains that the shoyer habor is considered a behema. That's what this braisa means. That how can you have the equivalent of ora in the case of a behema? Yes, we do have a case of a domesticated animal, which has actually gone wild, and it wanders from garden to garden. So even if it happens to be sitting in your back garden, you do not really own it. And other people who are not allowed to take it, it's only because of Darkei Shalom, exactly in the same case as ora. Okay, now we're in the home straight, the final stretch that actually we learned this week. Tana, hoisifu aleihen, they then added, in addition to the Mishnah, which had the four cases we just mentioned, then there was a Braisa, which added some more cases. And what did it add? Gazlonim, V'hachamsonin. Now, what does it mean? Gazlan? Deiraisuhu, question mark. Gazlan is just a straightforward thief, and obviously he's posel. I don't need to add that in a braisa. It's just the Torah has already posseled him. Loi, nitzracha, do you know when it's necessary? Elelo metzias cheresh shaita v'kotin. A metzias cheresh shaita v'kotin, remember we discussed this last time, when a cotton or a cheresh v'kotin to pick up something in the street, technically, halachically, it does not belong to them. Why does it not belong to them? Because these people have no das, they cannot do a kinyan. So why can I now not take it away from them if it's not really theirs? The answer is once again only because of Darkei Shalom. Says the Gemara, that's what we're referring to. Because me'ikara, in the beginning, sober, we thought that metzias chereshet v'kotin lo yishchicha. It's not a very common case. Inami, it's only play Darkei Shalom. But Alma, therefore, there's no need to make him posel le'edos. But kiven de chazu. But then they saw that soif, at the end of the day, memoinahu, it is momen. And people are grabbing it shaloika halacha. Therefore, they decided to make these gazlonin on second thoughts posel le'edos. That's case number one. What is hachamsonin? Remember, we said chamsonin are not quite gazlonin because they pay for it. So why initially did we not posel them? Why in the final analysis do we say they are posel? Hachamsonin me'ikosavur. In the beginning, Chazal thought, domi koyohiv. What does domi mean? Domi is money. They're giving money. And if they're giving money, so I cannot consider him posel le'edos. Remember we discussed last time, what exactly is chamos? Is chamos that you persuade the seller to sell, albeit he didn't want to in the beginning? Or is it much worse than that? You don't persuade him to sell, you just literally grab it from him, but then you throw back, you give him money. So in the beginning, we assume that what is chamos? I'm persuading him to sell it. So at the end of the day, I'm paying the money. What's wrong? Why should we posel le'edos? What happened though? Kiven de chazu. Domikayov akroi ba'alma. But kiven de chazu, but since they saw de kochotfu, things have changed. It's got much worse. This we saw both in Rashi and in Tosfos, that what's happening is they're not convincing the seller to sell it. Rather, what are they doing? They are chotfu. Chotfu means to grab. They are literally just grabbing it against the wishes of the original owner with the poor excuse that, yes, but I am paying for it. So therefore, kiven dechotfu, gozru bohan rabbanon. So that's why Chazal were goyzer that what? I'm sorry, these people are posel le'edos after all, because they are taking it totally against the wishes of the original owner. Says the Gemara, now they added some more. Tana oi toisifu ale. Now this is another addition. This is now the third list. We have the Mishnah, then we have the first Braisa, and now another Braisa. What did they add? Royin, Gaboyin, v'muchsin. Shepherds and different types of tax collectors. Royin, me'yikara, sovar, akroi, ba'almahu. In the beginning, they didn't include shepherds because they thought it's just akroi. It doesn't really deliberately do so. It might be the animals wander off of their own volition, but it's not that the roya is encouraging them to do so, and therefore, you shouldn't be posel le'edos. So what happened in the end? But kiven dechazu, once Chazal saw the kamechavni, they're doing it bekavona. V'shadu lechatchila, and they're actually sending the animals there lechatchila. So it's not just by accident that the animals are wandering off. Rather, what's happening? In fact, the shepherds are deliberately sending the animals into other people's fields. So that's why we made them posel. Therefore, gozri bohu rabbonon. That's why Chazal said, okay, on second thought, he's got to be posel after all. Says the Gemara, Hagaboyin v'hamuchsin. What about these tax collectors? Mei kara savor. In the beginning, we thought the tax collectors, there's nothing wrong with them. They're doing exactly what they have to do. Savor mai dekayet slehu kashakli. That stipulated the fixed amount. That's what they're taking. So we thought that how much are these tax collectors taking? They're taking the exact amount that they're supposed to. So they're not doing anything wrong, and there's no reason to passel them for Eidos. So why did we change our mind? The answer is bekiv in the chazu. But then we saw the koshokli yaseira that actually taking extra, and they're taking money. Remember we said last time, nobody got an email or a letter in the mail. The king said, this is what I want from the community, and the tax collectors had to split it up and collect it from all the individuals. And then they noticed that they were collecting more money than actually the king demanded. Ah, so that's a type of theft. Now, if you remember, Larry Posen, our dear friend, is not with us today, asked a very obvious question. Well, if that's the case, that's just straightforward gezel then. You owe $100 and we're collecting $120. So we saw that Tosas asked the cash, and Tosas says, no, eventually they give the money back. So if that's the case, I would have thought that they're not a gazlan nonetheless, because they took it in the first place, we puzzle them for Eidos. Omar Rava, the last stretch of the Gemara now. Omar Rava, Roya Shomru. That Roya, that shepherd that we said is possible Eidos, what is he shepherding? Echod Roya Behemo Dako, Echod Roya Behemo Gaso. Whether it's a small tame animal or a large wild animal makes no difference. A Roya is always possible Eidos. Says the Gemara, why? Umiyama Rava Hochi, Omar Rava, didn't Rava himself say that Roya Behema Dako Be'eretz Yisrael Psurin B'chutz La'aretz K'sherin, but Roya Behema Gaso Afilu Be'eretz Yisrael K'sherin? Why would there be a difference? Why would we think there'd be a difference? Because a small animal can easily slip out and therefore may well end up grazing in other people's fields. But a large animal, if you've got a cow in your barn, is unlikely to slip through a crack. So therefore he's kosher le'edos because presumably he's not now eating in other people's fields. And Rava clearly said there's a difference between a behema gasa and a behema dako. So why is Rava himself saying, no, every roya is possible, whether it's behema or daka, no difference. Why? He himself told us that there is a difference. Says the Gemara, hahu b'megadlin itmar. What does he mean by Magadlin? We said that there's a difference between raising them at home as opposed to looking after them in the open. If you're looking after them in the open, then you're apostle Eidos, whether it's Behema Gasa or Dako. Whereas if you're raising them at home, not in the open, so what is the concern? The only concern is they might escape and slip out. That only applies by a small animal. So in the final analysis, do we differentiate between a small animal and a large animal? The answer is it depends where you are. If you're at home, then yes, we differentiate because only small animals can escape, not large ones. If you're out in the open, then all animals can wander off. Says the Gemara de Kanami. Yes, indeed, we have a diuk because it says, what is boka? Boka is large animals, and it still says it's posoleidos. My love Leidos says more. No, actually, no. It's not. Nothing to do with Apostle Leidos. Loi Ladina. That mission has nothing to do with what we're talking about. We're discussing Apostle Leidos, and that mission is talking about Apostle to be a Dion. How do I know? De Kanami Dutoni Shleisha, Roya Boka. It says three. V'il Leidos Shleisha Lomali. Why would I need three? If it's talking about Adam, you only need two. So clearly, the discussion there is Dionus. I'm afraid to say you have no proof about Boka, which is a Behemah Gasa. You do not have a proof from that Mishnah to the Halachas of Eidos, because that Mishnah has nothing to do with Eidos. Rather, it's telling you he's possible to be a Dayon. Says the Gemara of Elomai Ladina. So my Iria Shloisha Roye Boka. So why are you talking about three shepherds? Kol Beit Losa Deloy Gemira Dini Namiyachi. Any three ignorant people would be the same. Why did the Mishnah have to talk about shepherds? Nothing to do with shepherds. Any ignorant person can't be a dayan. Says the Gemara, no, what it means is, hachi koma, afilu hani deloi shchichi be yishuv. Even if right, these three people who are not shchiach b'yishuv, meaning they're not necessarily ignorant people, it's just they have no experience again in the comings and goings of dealings between people. Therefore, I would have thought that even if you choose them to be dayanim, but maybe you can always backtrack. No, actually, you cannot. Says the Gemara in conclusion, Omar of Yehuda, stam roye posel, stam gabai kosher. Your standard shepherd is always assumed to be posel, but your standard tax collector is not assumed to be posel unless I happen to have evidence that he takes money which he doesn't deserve. Says the Gemara, there was a story, Avua de Reb Zeira, the father of Reb Zeira, Ovad Gavusa Tleisashnin. He used to work as a tax collector for 13 years. Ki hava osa reish nahara lamosa, whenever the ruler, the non-Jewish ruler came to town, so he wanted to encourage everybody to hide. Is ki hava chozer rabbonon, if you would see rabbonim, talmidei chachomim, then it would be enough to say to them in hint, omalei leich ami bo b'chadarecho, which is a pasuk in Yeshaya, everybody should hide. When he saw regular townspeople, so he couldn't quote a posel because they wouldn't get the hint. So he had to tell them explicitly, and he said, Omar, Reish Nahara Osa Lamata. Quickly, quickly, the ruler is coming today to town. Nochis he's going to slaughter son, father, father, son, means he's going to squeeze money out of every individual. Umignazi Kula Alma. And everybody used to quickly hide, and that was the idea. So when he came to town, what happened? Says the Gemara on the top line, Ki Osi, when eventually the ruler came to town, Omale, he said to him, Miman Niboye. Well, from whom should we claim money? Look around, there's not many people around in this town. Ki Nicha Nafshe, when it came for him to die, Omale, he said to his son, Shkoilu Tlesa Moi. Please take 13 coins that tsairili besadinoi, that are bundled up in a certain beggar that I have, vahodrule leplanya, and please give them back to a certain Mr. Ploini, the shakletinu mine, because I claimed it from him at the time, but veloi it's tarichuli, but I in fact didn't need it. So the Gemara is bringing this story to see that you see that your average tax collector is not necessarily possible, could be perfectly honest, as is demonstrated by this story, that he took some extra money and he was particular that it should be restored. So a stam roya is considered to be a ganav, but a stam gabai, meaning a tax collector, is not assumed to be so unless I have evidence to the contrary. Okay, so that was our rather speedy chazara. In Mitzvah Hashem, next time we're going to resume from this Gemara of Chof Vov Omed Aleph, and this will take us all the way, Miss Hashem, to the Mishnah of Chof Zayin on the base of Miss Hashem.